Okay, hello. Welcome to Big Brother CanCast, episode 10. I'm with my hosts, Robert and Jessica. Hello, guys.
Hey. Hello.
And we're just fresh off our interview with Brenchel. I hope you guys all enjoyed that. It was a great opportunity talking to them, and they were really gracious guests. And today we'll be discussing the finale. We skipped the week before because not much happened. But we have a ton to discuss tonight, so we'll get right to it. Just stop me if you guys want to say anything. I'm just going to kind of skip through the beginning stuff because it was kind of pointless, right?
Sure,
so
yeah.
We start off with the final three. They have that little montage at the beginning saying why they each deserve to win, what they expect from the end. We had that. Then we had the season recap, which was pretty good. And now we'll get to the final three interview. This is where the show started to become a train wreck right from the start.
Yeah.
So Orissa's interviewing Emmett, Jillian, and Gary. They're all sitting down. And she's asking Emmett what his biggest accomplishment was in the game, and or his proudest moment, I guess. And he said it was beating Jillian in the endurance.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, none of us had seen the part one or part two of the HOH, so he basically spoiled that for us. And then Jillian killed it for us when she's like, oh, I can't really do anything. I have to, like, leave it up to Gary and Emmett because I'm not competing. So then we found out that pretty much Gary won part two.
Like, right away.
Part three is live.
Yeah. Okay, so rant. Go. Like, what was that? Like, do they not talk to them before?
Yeah, I don't know if... I mean, I've been hearing that, like, the production staff is actually, like, really, really shit. Which is very apparent. So I don't know if they just kind of forgot to tell them that we haven't seen it. Because of the way it's, like, because of the fact that it's been done a couple days ago, but we see it all that night. Or whether... Emmett and Jillian just are stupid and forgot that they weren't supposed to say anything.
I think they're just stupid.
Yeah, because they're both recruited.
Especially since Emmett's really cocky, and like you can tell that he was a sore loser after Jillian won. So like that's probably just his personality. He was probably just really cocky. Like, yeah, I finally beat Jillian.
No, I think that makes sense.
Because really, what else would he say would be his biggest accomplishment? Like, he hasn't really accomplished anything.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he's won a few competitions, but none of them were anything spectacular. And he hasn't any huge moves yet.
Yeah.
But, Robert, where have you been hearing, like, that there's shit, like, on Twitter? Because that's what I've been hearing, too, actually.
Yeah, I can't remember where I saw it, just that the production staff is I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, it is their first attempt, right? So, they've never done something like this. I don't know, it was just... You would think they would prep them a little bit better beforehand. And then, like, as we'll see later on, clearly there are other issues with the show, like with the timing especially. And seeing as live, like, you think they could get a better handle on it because American One is live, and I think they do it spectacular.
Yeah. I know. Like, when they slipped, like, obviously the production didn't even realize that them saying that was a spoiler alert because they would have edited it out.
Exactly, yeah. They could have edited that out and – put in something else. They had probably a lot of other segments they could have used.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know. That was idiotic. Okay. So then we had the part one, part two HOH, which they spoiled for us. And part one was No Blood on My Hands.
Yep.
And really impressed with Gary and Jillian. I mean, Emmett's a tank, so whatever. But the fact that Jillian was even able to hold on for an hour and a half, and like they were all saying how heavy it was. Like even Emmett commented on it. And Gary for 4 hours. Like, what'd you guys think of that?
I know. Well, I think we were saying this, like, it's endurance, but it's endurance, but, like, not really endurance, you know? Like, this is just, like, holding on to something. Like, I don't think holding on to something is endurance. Like, I feel endurance is, like,
usually, like, hanging on to something,
yeah.
Yeah, this was more, like, how much, physical, sorry, continue, Jess?
Yeah, well, this is more, like, strength. Like, the reason why Jillian wins endurance is because she's small and she can hold herself up. But this is more about strength, and like obviously Emmett and Gary are going to be able to hold more because they're guys.
Yeah, it was just, it wasn't the typical endurance we usually get. But even as we'll see in part three, like even that wasn't the same as what they do in the American one.
That's true.
Okay, so then Emmett wins that one, as we know, and then we move on to part two, which was Big Brother Big Top, and that was the skill / memory challenge kind of. Where they have to do the order of the HOHs. Gary won that one. So Gary and Emmett move on to part three. But before we get to that, we had the jury talk.
Yeah.
And it was with the six jury members, not the seven, because no one had been evicted yet from the final three. What'd you guys think of that? I thought it was a lot more brief than the American one. I don't really feel like they discussed much. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it definitely was cut down a lot shorter, which I thought was kind of weird because I like to hear what they have to say. I like to hear the jury argue with each other about, who played a good game and who didn't, and different people's opinions about what their take is on each person's game. But for some reason, they seem to focus a lot more on Peter and Alex's poor sportsmanship more than actually discussing the different strengths and weaknesses that each person had and what makes them deserve it and not deserve it. Like, I thought we were going to see a lot of, trash talking Jillian, which we didn't really have too much of that.
Well, that's why I thought it was stupid because I'm like 100% sure there was way more they must have talked about because they all hated her. Like, not hated her, but like, you know what I mean? They all, like, half of them clearly voted against her, so you know that they had something to say. So it's weird that we didn't see
Oh no,
what
they
they.
did hate her. Because in an interview later, I don't know if you guys read it yet, the interview with Peter was the Anything But Jill. And they literally, him, Alec, kind of Topaz, and AJ, they all kind of, because they were the first four evicted, they were not part of the East Coast Alliance, they all decided that no matter who was in the end, they would vote against Jillian. Like, no matter what. Like, they said even if Tala was at the end, and it wasn't even just that, even if Tala was at the end versus Jillian or Emmett, they still would have voted for Tala
Oh my
because
God.
they wanted to stick it to them.
See?
So, okay, how can Peter and Alec go on about how they're such good players and they're this and that when they're willing to do something like that? Like, the way they play the game, like, that's fine if you want to lie and be sneaky and, I would play the game like that too. But how can you walk around so self-righteous and be all like, that's the way that it's a game and blah 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 blah, and then them turn around and be sore losers and not vote for a winner based on strategy and instead pick a winner based on personal reasons?
But and
I
it's not
know.
even just like as not even just as players, as students of the game. Like, they have clearly no respect for it because they were saying like they wanted to take the game back from Emmett and Jillian. I'm like, what are you taking back?
I know.
Meaning, like, take the win out of their hands because they're bitter that they got beaten. But it's like, I would expect that from somebody like Tala, who really doesn't, or AJ, who are kind of useless. But power players like that, who played a good strategic game and were thinking and thinking and seem to, like, really be fans of the game and the show and really respect how the game is played, that people like that, especially since they were the ones who were so, like, they were peacocking about that all the time, how they were such good players and this and that, you would think that a good player would say, you know what? I play the exact same way. I make dirty moves, and if someone else makes dirty moves, ours. And if Alec is trying to model his game by Dr. Will,
Exactly. Oh my
Dr.
God.
Will would not do that. Dr. Will would pick the person who played the best.
But that's the thing. They idolize Will and they also like Dan a lot, and those are two huge liars. So I don't understand.
Because they're sore losers. They're fucking. I don't understand how they have fans. I don't understand how they have fans besides their own family or people they paid to clap for them.
People
Like, I
think they're
don't
hilarious,
understand.
though. People love them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was odd.
Do you guys think that AJ really was the swing vote? Because they're calling him the swing vote, right? Do you think it was like a last minute thing, or like, do you think he
Well,
really always
Topaz is kind
wanted?
of the swing vote.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But like, I don't know. I feel like he would have voted for Gary anyways.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Joe. I think he kind of, well, because no one really knew where his head was at the entire game. And
That's
even
true.
when we get to it at the end, his question, and even during this right now, this jury segment, I think he said like two words, if anything. I don't even remember him speaking
I know.
at all. Like, he was, no offense, I really think he was a waste of space.
And you know what probably helped was Gary going back in the house too, because AJ was the first evicted, right, in jury. So he didn't have time to get to know everybody. So once Gary got back in the house, he probably got to know. There were the was Gary right after AJ?
Yeah, right after. Yeah,
Yeah,
they
see,
had a
so
week
they
together,
so
yeah.
yeah, so they got closer. So that could have helped too.
Which is, yeah, also another thing. That's why those first four, besides Peter, who didn't get to spend time with Gary in jury, but the other three
Yeah,
did.
that's right. The other
Yeah.
three got to know Gary outside of the game.
That which is
Yeah.
why another
Without
reason,
the
yeah.
pressures of the game and trying to get rid of people. That's true, because Topaz and Alec were in there with him at the jury, right?
Yeah, they were, yeah. So I don't know, that was a lot of people have been saying it's unfair, but it's part of the game, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so now we move on to the actual part three HOH. And
Okay.
unlike past seasons, it wasn't jury member questions, it was the first six evicted house guests. And it was
Yes.
based on what strategy they wanted to do going into the house, not exactly what they played. And what do you guys think? Like, the jury ones at least make a little more sense because it's you get to know the jury members more because they've been in the game longer. Like, no one remembers Kat. No one remembers what her strategy was or what she would
Yeah, but
have
you kind
done.
of know based on the type of person they are and how they were playing in the Big Brother house. You can kind of it's just like you can sort of predict what like when they do the jury member questions, just like you can predict what you think the jury would have said. I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, you know, oh, okay, well, because we were pretty good and we were guessing them that night.
I guess, yeah.
And when we did get them wrong, they got them wrong too. So it wasn't like we were doing any worse than they were. You know what I mean? When they said like my strategy was this, okay, we knew like when Liza's was, you know,
The boys
manipulate all
won,
the
yeah.
boys, we're like, okay, well, she's a skank and a bitch, so
Oh my
she
God.
probably did say that. You know what I mean? So if you know the person, you know the way Tom was,
That's
you know the way
true.
this person was, it seemed sort of, you know what I mean? Like we weren't any worse at it than they were, so I don't think
Yeah.
it was really that bad.
And it was probably designed to be a little bit harder too, though, right? Because if it was the jury members, like they all had like basically alliances with them almost.
That's
So
true. Oh,
like
and Gary was there too. I guess that would have been.
yeah, so you
Maybe
know, yeah.
that's why, actually.
Oh, that's true.
Because maybe they discussed that kind of stuff in jury
That's true.
and they were prepping them for those jury questions, but then once he came back in, they're like, no, we can't do this. Or even before that, when they decided we're going to bring a juror back, we can't do
Yeah.
jury questions. Now, that is actually kind of
Oh,
interesting,
that's
yeah.
true.
So maybe next season, if they don't do something like this, they'll go back to that format.
Yeah,
That's
that
true.
makes sense. I never thought of that.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I just like right now. Well, Gary wins that, and I thought I was surprised he picked Jillian because we all thought he was gonna pick Emmett because he was in an alliance with him and they had the final two deal, and we didn't think he'd play strategically. We thought he'd play emotionally. So like
Yeah.
I was surprised. What did you guys think of that? That he picked Jillian.
I was surprised too because him and Emmett, like going back into the house, he felt really safe because he was like, me and Emmett and I have a strong bond since the beginning, so I'm good with him. But I don't think we should have been surprised because all along Gary has been saying nobody in the game has made a big move, and this was a big move, so
The
it
only
makes
person,
sense.
he's literally the only person this whole season to make not only one, he made two big moves. So that was very impressive, I thought. I was like, good job. Like, I think he won a lot of respect on Twitter too. Everyone was like tweeting about that. Okay, so then we move on to the jury questioning. Oh my God. And then, okay, some of these questions were so AJ's stupid multiple
Terrible.
choice. I think they should really screen these questions and make sure they ask relevant questions. Not
Maybe they
only,
are, though. I don't know.
I just don't
like,
understand. Like they served nothing. Like a couple of them did serve a few things. Like why did you do this in the game? But like some of them were so dumb and like how does that help you determine
That's
who
why they need to
wins?
stop doing these live jury questions. They need to
Exactly.
go back to the format where the finale already has the final two and the final three has been evicted a couple days before. Like I mean, even going back to like I can't remember how many seasons. I mean, I know they were doing it as far back as I think it was season 10 was the last season they did it. And I remember the six jury members were sitting out on the outside terrace and they were talking and then they were making fun of Jerry and then Jerry walks in and he was third place. He was the last jury member. So like he's evicted soon enough that he actually got to go to the jury house.
Which is how it should be, I think.
Even
You're
if it's just
right.
I think it's only for the night, but still he still got flown out to the jury house to do that segment. Then they did like a Skype call type thing through to the house. Where they can ask whatever questions they want. The two finalists can give their opening and closing speeches for as long as they want. Their answers to questions can be as long as they want without having a stupid time limit. And then they just edit it down to make it fit. And it was way more effective, and I felt like the questions were better.
So yeah, well, just quickly running through the questions. So AG had the multiple choice question. Alec had that one about Gary's childhood and how that affected him in the game. Topaz asked Gary how he survived after coming back. Who was the next person? Pete. Oh,
Peter.
Peter. Oh my God. Yeah, Robert. What did you think of that?
What was this? Oh, calling her villain?
Yeah, Villian, and she was idiotic and something else, like, yeah, playing a terrible game or something.
Yeah, because he's mad that he's not there because he thinks he's so smart and he's pissed off that he's not there.
That was just ridiculous. I'm actually going to try to find that. But like, and then he said she couldn't use competitions or Emmett as a crutch.
Which is stupid because how else do you win the game?
Yeah, exactly. Like that's winning competitions.
Besides the Emmett thing. But like competitions is a big part. Like even if she, even, I don't know.
I think he wanted her to like explain something strategic that she did. That's true. Winning competitions can be a strategy, and her using Emmett as a crutch is a huge strategy.
That's true.
Like, that's like saying to Peter, if he was in the final two, okay, explain to me how you got to the final two, excluding the S.H.I.E.L.D. Alliance or your social game.
Exactly.
That was his game. Like, you can't, like, that's stupid.
No, that is, it was a stupid question. Actually, here it is.
My question is for Villian. I believe that you're an idiot and an awful player.
Okay.
However, you have the opportunity to prove me wrong and earn my vote. All you have to do is be honest. Okay. Tell me, without using Emmett or competitions as a crutch, why you are in the final
two.
He's
just an asshole.
Yeah. Okay. But I think she answered pretty well. Like, I don't remember her. I mean, she was nervous.
Considering
obviously.
What she was left to answer with.
Yeah, I think she did okay.
I think he just needs a handful of antidepressants.
I still, and like, even, he just bothers me. And I don't understand, like, for all of you viewers out there, we all watched, Robert, Joseph, and I watched the finale with our friends. Mm-hmm. And there are a few of our friends who still love Peter. And like, I used to love Peter, but it turned into hate. So I don't understand how they still love him because, like, he's just an asshole.
He is, and it's not even funny.
And, like, even, like, I was watching, well, I don't know if we'll talk about these, but what was it, the morning show interviews?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched all of them, and even the ones with Peter and stuff, and, like, he doesn't open up to interviewers. Like, they ask him questions, and he still gives, like, stupid, sarcastic answers, and it's
because he's still pissed off. He's in a bad
mood. I know.
He was sitting there, like, pouting, like a little baby.
Yeah, oh, my God, like, in the background,
It just makes him look bad. Like, he said that he's, like, a good social... Well, did he ever say this, that he was a good social player? Not even. Like, he's good at reading people.
Yeah.
So you'd think that he would know how to present himself so that he looks good?
Exactly.
I don't know, but
not at all.
He looks terrible.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Maybe he was going to... You know, I mean, how many times have we seen this show where there's these people who come on and they try to be villains? Like, they try to portray themselves in a negative light because they want to be known as the villain. They want the after show publicity, right? Like,
yeah, but
the,
like,
show's over. We're still talking about him. He may get, you know, like, when you're a big personality, you're a big personality, right? So whether you're somebody like, you know, Janelle or Dan or Brittany, who everybody loves and continues to talk about for years and years, or you have somebody like Dr. Will and Boogie, who portray themselves as assholes, and whether they are in real life, we don't know, but they're portrayed that way, and they're huge, you know, or somebody like Rachel, big personality, big character, right? Whether you look at her as a villain or not, she's someone who we still talk about and people still enjoy watching.
Yeah, but Peter didn't, like, I think that's what he was going for. Like, I think he wanted to look like the bad guy, but, like, he didn't act like the bad guy, and that's what sets him apart.
No, there's a difference.
Yeah, if he acted like it.
Rachel was, like, as much as when I watched the show, there were a lot of times where she frustrated me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still, and Joe will attest to this, I still enjoyed, like, I still laughed watching her because she's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's funny, she's entertaining, and she's... Yeah.
She's great television, but he was just weird and strange.
He's an asshole. At least she was entertaining and she, you know.
Won things.
And I think that's a difference. That's a difference between us remembering Peter versus us remembering, like, Evil Dick and Rachel and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just talking about him now because he's an asshole. But, like, after that, we're not going to talk about him. Like, you're not going to be...
Unless 5 years down the road when they do Big Brother Canada All-Stars.
That's true. There. I know. But, like, we're not going to be like, oh, remember the time Peter did this or said that? I think the only time we'll reference him is a stupid little poem just because it's stupid, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't a good move or anything.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just going to be...
Whereas Rachel is extremely quotable.
Yeah, there's
how many times we use Rachel quotes all the time.
Yeah, all that's the time. That's
true. Yeah, there's not many. I feel like the only quotable people this season might be like Gary because of his glitter and Tala, Busy, yeah. Love it. Like I don't
or
feel
Seth.
Like.
Hey boy.
Oh hey boy. Yeah. I love Suzette.
Every time we get together, like every time we go out or we have a pre-drink at someone's house, we party, mm-hmm. and Jessica brings tequila, mm-hmm. It's clockwork. Every single time we all go, tequila, just like her.
Yeah.
Like, it's contagious. Like she's.
Yeah. Because she's a great character, whereas he's just there.
He's just there, exactly.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then we had Andrew's question was about if Jillian was actually truthful to him about their final two deal. Tala asked about the alter egos of Gary, which one helped him the most in the game. I thought it was kind of irrelevant, but it was irrelevant, but it was kind of an interesting
question.
Who asked
him that?
Sorry?
Who asked him that again?
Tala.
Tala asked him that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that was stupid. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, it was kind of random, but it was unique, I guess. It was a unique question. And then Emmett, still being obviously bitter because he just got evicted, asked Gary why he deserves to win over Jill when he got a second life.
Yeah.
And I
so
thought
bitter.
I thought Gary handled that pretty well. Like, he answered it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I as much as I don't like Emmett, I try and relate and I try and understand
mm-hmm.
how, you know, what it would feel like if you were so close. You were there at finale night, still in the game. Like, you were so close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do was win that last competition.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have won the game. He knows that, right? He knows he would have won that competition. He would have brought Jillian. He would have won.
Yes.
So knowing that, like, that last question of a competition was $100,000
about Suzette. Also, that's another thing. It was about Suzette's sympathy vote.
Yeah.
Which he ragged on.
Yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, he can't be. He can't sit there and say, "Oh yeah." You know, like I lost to, what was he saying? That he lost,
he was robbed.
But he was saying that, oh yeah, he lost because of one silly trivia question.
Yes.
Well, no, it's a competition. Like the part of the last HOH is that you have to win two heats out of three.
Yes.
Right? Nobody said you, like, you have to win two. So you won endurance. Good for you.
Yes.
You have to be able to be good at two different things, two different skills. That's why they do a three-parter.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want it to be tailored to one strength. So they say, okay, we'll do an endurance one. We'll do just a plain old trivia one. And we'll do one like where they have to solve a puzzle and do something physical.
Mm-hmm.
That way everything is tested and you're allowed to lack in one, but you've got to be good at the other two. And, you know, it wasn't like they were guessing. If Emmett thinks that that the strategy to those questions was guessing, then that proves he didn't deserve to win because he obviously does not know how it works. Because when we as a group that night were answering the questions with them,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't guessing.
No, yeah, we were actually like thinking
I guess you want to call it an educated guess, but I was thinking about the person, and the majority of the time we got them right.
And then,
you know, so like it's not like, oh, it's a 50-50 shot, which is what he's making it sound like. It's like, excuse me, no, it's not a 50-50 shot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we all noticed actually when we were all watching it, remember, like he kept answering after Gary. I mean, there's no possible way to cheat in that one, I think.
Yes,
but if he could, he probably would have, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had that. And then we had their final pleas. Now, this was the most idiotic thing. One of the more idiotic things of the night is that the big moment, the final speech, everything's been leading up to this. They cut down to what? Like, I don't even think they got, like, 45 seconds to talk each.
I know.
Mm-mm.
Like, holy crap. You spent, like, that stupid montage at the beginning. All this other stuff. We had to see, like, her spelling out congrats and macaroni. You couldn't give her more time to speak.
Yeah, and then even after, too, when they were interviewing the first six that were evicted.
Yes.
They spent so much time talking to them, and then they were doing – didn't they do like a video clip for each one of them or something?
Yes, every single one of them had a little clip, yeah.
And that's nice because they were probably trying to give them some
– airtime.
Because that's one thing that I noticed about the American version, the finales. Like, they bring the first group that was evicted, like pre-jury,
mm-hmm.
and like a couple of them get asked a question, but they get to talk for like 30 seconds and you kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah, they really screw them over. I think it's
because
so unfair.
They just sit there like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see what this show was trying to do. Like, they were trying to give them their own little segment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, at the same time, if you're going to sit there and have live votes and give the jury, like, live speeches.
Yes.
Then that the pre-jury people are just going to have to wait.
Exactly.
Like, the time preference should go to the people who are giving their speeches.
Or cut out one of those stupid packages. Like, we didn't need to see all the March of the Moose challenges. We didn't need to see all, like, the phone challenges. Like,
yeah.
The only one I liked, like, of those, like, little prepared packages was the Funniest Moments one. Because that was all, like, new things.
Yeah.
Or, like, 90%, like, new stuff. And they were, like, quick, like, little, like, 3-second clips.
Yeah. And it was just poorly done because even, like, when Jillian was talking, Arisa was like, okay, you have to stop. And then Jillian's like, can I keep going? And Arisa was like, yeah, okay. So she talked more. And
she's
like,
but that was after a couple of times, though, eh? Because she kept saying, can I finish? And Arisa's like, no. And she's like, but can I? Like, she was like panicking. Oh, my God, but can I fucking finish?
Yeah.
And then I guess they must have told Arisa in her earpiece, okay, give her 10 seconds.
Yeah, Arisa's like, if you could do it in a second, go. And she's like, okay.
Because how bad would that look if she doesn't even get to finish her speech, right? Like, that just looks bad on the show.
Yeah.
As if they haven't already fucked up enough in one session, in one episode.
Exactly. And then Gary's was really quick too, because he realized, wow, like, she had no time, I have to do mine quick. So he just like, right when she said go, up and started speaking. So that was a little unfair to both of them, I thought.
Yeah.
Then we have the jury voting.
Yep.
And actually, before we even get to the mess at the end, I just want to play this little beauty right here.
Oh God, I know what he's going to play.
I don't.
So my vote is 150% secure. 150%.
So to recap for our viewers, the 150% comment was based off the Iceberg Endurance Challenge, where Jillian guaranteed Topaz that her, Emmett, and Alec were 150% safe.
Mm-hmm.
So she made the 150% secure comment twice, which was great.
Yeah.
Then we had Alec make his comment about how Canada wouldn't believe in the Shield, I'm sad how the Shield lost, but I'm glad how you'll win. And Peter had the I'm here to prevent injustice comment.
Yeah.
Because he's Captain Clinical Depression.
Yes, exactly.
Shooting antidepressants out of his wrists.
Yeah.
At everyone in all of Canada. Yeah, so we had that. And then they cut to commercial. We had the 6 evictees return, the first 6. And they asked him some questions. There wasn't anything significant. Anything you guys want to discuss with that?
Not really.
Yeah, it was just... It was
what, the first 6?
Yeah.
No, not really. Tom's still ugly.
Oh.
Kat was beautiful.
Yes, she was.
I didn't think she was that pretty when she was in there, but then I was kind of like, oh.
If you look at her, like, the promotional picture, she's really good looking there, too.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have, like, the piercings in, but... I thought it was funny Liza had the Vito tattoo, but she's... Never won anything, so.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Are her and him like? I think they're together.
I think so too. So I'm happy because Peter's not with her. So I think that's great.
That's true.
I think it's
two deserve each other anyway. Tom and Liza.
I know. I think Liza's. She seems nice, like on Twitter and stuff. She seems really nice.
Well, they didn't like her in the house.
Oh yeah, in the house they didn't like her. But so then we get to the last segment. We had the funny segment moment, and then. We had the secret missions of, like, Marsha the Moose and the telephone challenge reveal. That was okay.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the real juicy part of the episode.
Yep.
The vote reveal.
Yeah.
So, Arisa's pulling out the keys. And then, so the first person I think was AJ. No, wait. No, sorry. The first person was Emmett. He voted for Jillian. AJ voted for Gary.
And I liked how friggin' Canadian Big Brother pulls out the obvious votes first.
I know.
Yeah, well, I didn't
think... On Big Brother 11 when, like, I think it was when it was between Jordan and Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan was winning, like, it was tied 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third Jordan vote gets pulled, but Jeff's hadn't been pulled yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once they pulled the third Jordan vote, you knew she won because you knew she at least had to have one more.
Yes.
Would totally ruin the climactic moment of the, you know, pulling out the key. They should have pulled... You know, I mean, I think they did America's Key first because that was a season where they only had 6 jury members. Kashima was a mental patient.
Aww.
And so they ended up having to have America's vote as one juror, right?
Yes.
So pull that one first, and they should have pulled, like, friggin' Jeff right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – I was surprised that there wasn't,
they've done
like,
that other times before, too.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't pull, like, Emmett, and then they pulled Emmett for. But I was surprised they pulled AJ next. Like I'm surprised they didn't pull like
one of the. He was one of the ones you didn't really know where he was going.
Exactly. Like I thought like Peter and Alec would have been better. Well, Topaz.
Good on you. Hi guys. Sorry, someone's walking through.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, so then Arissa gets to Topaz's key, pulls it out. Topaz voted for Jillian.
The best.
Oh my god! And we're all together with our friends. How many people were there in the basement? Like 8, 10 people.
I don't even remember my reaction.
I think we were like, oh, like we were like it was more of like a positive shock rather than
we thought she didn't mess up. Like we thought she did it on purpose, right?
Yeah, we're all like,
wow. After all that Gary love,
yeah,
and how much she hated Jillian, like for that split second, for at least for me, I had gained respect for her. Like, look at her; she's actually. You know, voting not voting personally, like she's picking the person who she think played the best game. Like she's voting strategically.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we were all kind of in shock. Like Arissa was just like, "Oh, okay," yeah. And like, oh, and then
she
everything
puts
went to shit.
She sticks her stupid hand in the air.
Yeah,
puts her hand up like she's someone who forgot to tell her she wasn't in school.
Yeah. What did you guys think about this overall situation? Like, I remember we discussed this for like pretty much an hour after the show with all our friends in the basement. And it was, in my opinion, the most awkward thing I think I've ever seen on television. Like, it was difficult to watch.
I mean, in how many seasons have they done this? I mean, okay, Canada has one.
Yeah.
Big Brother has had 14, but you don't count the first one because they didn't have a jury in the first one. So there's 14 right there.
Yes.
And you've got other countries that have Big Brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the other countries format with the UK version.
Yeah. Yes.
Which was similar to the first US version where they don't have jury votes. It's all based on what the public's voting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I'm sure there are some other countries who have a format in which it's similar to the American one.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'll look it up right now. But I mean, I would assume there's been at least 14 Big Brother juries that have voted for a winner.
Yes.
And this is the first time this has happened. This is huge. I even want to say Survivor, for example. Survivor,
yes, I was going to say, yeah.
There's been 26 seasons of Survivor. Well, they're on 26 right now, so I shouldn't count that. So there's been 25 seasons of Survivor, and for all 25, they have the same thing. They've got a jury of anywhere between 7 and 9 people,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and they do the same thing. They vote for a winner.
Yeah.
And they've never done the wrong person. So it's not just Big Brother juries. Like, you think of all these other games that have juries that they vote.
Which is why I don't understand why. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are doing this to be nice, but some people are defending her, saying you voted all along to evict who you want to, all along to vote for who you want evicted. So they're like, it's reasonable that she messed up. No, it is not.
Because you're not evicting anybody.
I know, exactly. Especially since there've been so many seasons, and like you know, I don't know.
No.
And she didn't even really look down at the key because she was like busy making like her comment, which was really funny.
Yeah.
At the time, and then after it was really funny because it was really ironic.
Yeah.
And
yeah, her vote was not 150% secure.
It
after
was
all.
Definitely not 100. And then she said twice, so it was 300% secure. Like no. I feel bad saying this because everyone's been ragging on her, like Twitter, Tumblr, like Facebook, like everyone's been going crazy about this all over like entertainment websites. But oh my god, I can't. And okay, to all the people that think it was staged,
yes,
like, why? That. Like,
okay, they think it's staged because they think it was too ironic that she said 150%, and it just so happened that it wasn't.
But I think that's what made it more believable, is because she was thinking like, "Ha, Jillian, take this, Jillian."
People,
in her mind, puts Jillian's key.
I've been reading that people think she was, like, paid off to say, like, to vote for Jillian.
See, the thing is, though,
mm-hmm.
the show was never, like, when you think of how the production gets their hands in as much as possible to get the show to go the way they want, the show was never doing anything in Jillian's favor.
That's true.
Yes.
They were always doing things in Gary's favor, so I have a hard time believing that the show would have paid her off to vote for Jillian.
Yeah. Well, even like, what if the show does things? I don't think the show's ever done thing. Like, you can't control who the jury votes for. Like, you control when you brought, like, Rachel back in, when you brought Gary back in.
Yes.
Like, you can't control the way people vote, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not. And there's no way they would. I don't think they'd be able to get away with that at all.
Yeah.
Well, and I was watching an interview of Topaz on the morning show. Like, they had that thing, and then there was, like, these additional segments that you could watch online.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they basically said, like, what happened? And they said, like, were you confused because normally you're voting to evict, whereas in this case, you're voting for a winner, so it's backwards, and you know, kind of got confused. And she goes, no. She goes, I knew, like, I understood the rules. Like, I knew what we were supposed to do. She goes, I guess it was just, you know, she goes, like, obviously I've never been on TV before. I've never been on a stage before. She goes, so I don't know, maybe in the excitement of, you know, the audience and the lights and the this and that and whatever. She goes, yeah. And then I was, you know, making a comment at Jillian, but I wasn't saying her name directly, but in my head I'm thinking, like, as I'm saying this comment, I know consciously that it's being directed to Jillian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's thinking about Jillian because she's making the secretly making this underhanded comment at Jillian, and so she just sees the card that says Jillian and picks it up without thinking. To me, that's very plausible.
Yes.
However, the one interviewer, to her face, goes, you know what? I don't buy it. She goes, I think you're faking it. Like, she, to her face, the interviewer says,
actually,
I don't buy it. And then Topaz justifies herself a second time, and this bitch still says, I don't, like, she, like, to her face, telling her that she doesn't believe her and that she thinks that she just did it for her attention or whatever.
Wow. This was the morning show, right?
If I'm correct, the girl who was saying this, she was like, this is the first season of Big Brother I've ever watched, and da-da-da-da. So I don't think she understands.
Well, even in the big segment, like the 30-minute long segment with, or the 23 or whatever minute long segment with all the house guests, like, I just thought some of the interviewers are a little, like, when the house guests started bickering, the one girl's like, ratings gold. I'm like, that doesn't seem very professional at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just think they're kind of, like, trying to stir up more controversy than there actually was.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was just like, oh my God, I can't, like, we couldn't believe that happened. We were all going crazy. It was the most difficult thing to watch, I thought, especially, like, I felt really bad for her, like, when she was on stage and, like, but the best was when they played back the clip of her actually putting in the key.
Yeah.
And it cuts to her making that face, like, really confused.
Yeah.
Like, what? What did I just see?
He's like, I effed up.
And we're all, like, dying of laughter at that. That was actually quite funny.
Yeah, and it's just because, again, like, she was like, someone switched it on me. Da-da-da-da.
Dan.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that. And he had a good response, because, like, if I was sitting in the audience and, like, she called me out, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. But he was like, don't worry, they'll figure it out. Like, he was cool about it.
Yeah, he was saying, just sit down and they'll watch the tapes. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Is he going to say? You're a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just, it'll forever be known as being Topaz, I think. Like, that'll go down.
Yeah.
But here's another thing with the production. This was, okay, I guess it was, like, really unexpected, obviously, so they didn't really know what to do. But this was a golden opportunity to cut to, like, Jillian, Gary, and the final, the first six reactions. Like, just do quick split screen. I mean, this was taped, like, 2 hours before. They could have easily added that in, I think.
I know.
Perfect opportunity. Like, once again, another little screw up. But I guess they had to think on their toes.
Yeah.
Send it to another commercial break. So, Jillian wins.
Well, they probably didn't want us to see all the
what
technical stuff.
What do you mean?
When they went to a commercial break, they probably were just trying to get rid of all the technical stuff. Like, they don't want us to see the, like, them having to sort of, like,
maybe producers come in. They had to
turn the lights on and do all the crap they have to do.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, during the big, before that, like, just the reactions. Because they did cut to some reaction. The worst was Emmett sitting in the back, like, clapping like an idiot.
Yeah.
I get it. You're happy. You know your girlfriend's going to win. But, like, that's, A, so disrespectful to Gary.
Yeah.
B, I mean, clearly.
That's just rude overall, because it's different between him clapping for her to win and him clapping
because Topaz made a mistake.
Somebody else's mistake. Like, ha 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 ha, now my girlfriend wins because you felt like that's not.
Like, I felt so bad for her in the moment. I'm like, oh my God, this poor girl. I mean, like, she did make a pretty dumb mistake. Yeah. But, like, it sucks because that's what she's going to be remembered for. And I really enjoyed her as a player, too. That's the sad thing. Like,
I know.
It was just. But. The one thing that was good that came out of this was Jillian. So winning 4-3 kind of accidentally.
Yeah.
I love it because now Peter and Alec want to stick it to the house and then she still won.
And you know what?
She still
that's
won.
That's probably why Topaz wasn't paying attention because she was so cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, who knows if the jury tells each other who they're going to vote for, but like being in the house that long with each other, they probably know who's going to vote for who.
Yes.
So since she knew that everybody, since she knew Gary had 4 votes, she was probably so cocky and she probably knew Gary was gonna win, so that's why she just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, they did all want to get make sure that Jillian wouldn't win, which they're technically not allowed to campaign in the jury house, apparently. Yeah, like, that's not allowed, I guess. But
there's the cameras aren't there, so they don't know.
Yeah, they just have their little, like, caretakers that come in every once in a while. So
yeah, cameras only go in when they do the jury segments.
Yes, that's true, yeah. So they did really want her to lose. So I felt so bad for Gary. But once again, so Emmett's being all bitter that he lost, whatever, like, big deal. Gary got completely screwed over, but he still put on, everyone's saying he put on, like, the beauty pageant face. He was very, like, happy, very graceful. Even the next day, he just said, like, it wasn't even about the money. He just wanted to, like, represent something. And I thought, like, he must have gained so much respect from that. Yeah. Like,
you know
I
what?
Love it.
He even on the interview, like, the morning show the day after, he was saying that, like, he was still humble. And he was like, you know what? I still won in my books because he said, like, for little girls or boys who feel like him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's, that's a little bit of the sympathy card because, like, we saw him pull that, like, in the finale and then another night, right, sometime?
Yes, but, like two nights before, yeah.
But, like, Jillian won, but, like, I think people are going to remember Gary. And if there's ever a Canada's favorite players come back, Gary is definitely in.
Oh, yeah. Everyone anytime him, yeah. If they do a Big Brother All-Stars, he's one of the people, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's just so funny because
from the season alone, there's a couple people they can bring back.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot of them were actually, yeah. Well, even if I didn't like them, they would be really good to come back for All-Stars, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, I love how Gary went from a complete 360. Like, that first episode, I'm going to admit, I did not like him. I was like, why did they cast this person? He's too over the top. He's so, it's too much of a character. Like,
he's annoying. He's inconsiderate. Remember, he was sprinkling the glitter everywhere?
Yes. Yeah. And he was like,
being inconsiderate of the fact that people have to sit on the couch. And when he's sitting there on the couch pouring the glitter over himself.
And in the shower and everywhere, like on the, like in the kitchen. And we're like, this guy is like, he's too over the top. It's not realistic. He's not a real person. Went from that, and now everyone absolutely, I absolutely love him now. Like, he's one of my favorites. Like, I don't know. Like, I like that he had that complete 360, like, that evolution throughout the season.
I know.
Yeah.
I should have found the glitter song. We didn't talk about this because we didn't talk about the last week. But remember the song he was singing in the kitchen? Wasn't he like, glitter, glitter on the wall, glitter?
Yes.
Glitter.
So I saw you posted it on Tumblr. Yeah, yeah.
And it was only like, it was only like 5 seconds, but it made me laugh so hard.
That's so funny. They should, yeah, instead of wasting time on some other random segments, they could have showed something like that. That would have been quite hilarious. But it was good. Like, I enjoyed whatever. Jillian wins. I mean, she did play a strong game. So either way, like, it was okay.
Yeah, and I know that people were saying, like, this is what I said when we were with our friends. Like, I said that, I mean, it is a big deal because Topaz messed up, like, hugely. But, like, since the votes were so close, I think it doesn't really matter because there was only one vote away, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, which makes sense because it hurt.
No, I think that makes it worse because it changed the outcome.
Yeah, that's true, but...
Whereas if it was a 5-2 vote, then it wouldn't have made a difference and it would have been 4-3, but in the same... for the same person.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, either way, they were both deserving in their own way, right? So it wasn't, like, it went to someone completely... terrible, right?
And
even
though
that's what some people think.
It has its good points and bad points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think either way, like, I think Jillian and Gary are probably the two most deserving to be in the final two anyways.
Because
I feel like if that happened to Jillian, she would be just as humble as Gary and be like, you know what? I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been... Yeah, because imagine Emmett would have done that.
Oh, that would not have been
She might have been more angry, actually. But,
probably torn through the wall.
That would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been so
That would have been such karma. Or you know who would have been really funny? If it happened to, Peter.
Oh my god, yeah.
He's the smartest person alive.
That would have been really funny,
in his
too.
Head, that if he... I would have friggin'...
I'm wearing the wrong glasses! I can't see! I didn't know which card I put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
No, but, I really wanted to hear what Jillian wanted to let Gary say, because she kind of was, like, trying to pull him on the stage. But then they're just like, okay, hey, Big Brother won! Good job! Good season! Yay! Goodbye!
It bothers me how we didn't see their reactions. Like, that was bad editing and bad whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, talk about that, Joe.
Sorry?
Talk about...
Which... Oh, you're cutting off completely.
Yeah. We didn't see the reactions to Arisa saying congratulations, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. So when they're coming out, the confetti comes down. The door's still closed. Neither of them are out. Everyone's on their feet. They're all waiting. They're like, oh, come back out.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see any reactions in the house either.
Like, when they revealed that last vote for Jillian, we didn't even see Jillian's reaction to winning. By the time they flashed back to Jillian,
they were standing. Yeah,
they were standing. They were hugging, and they were already like going up the stairs. We saw the back of Jillian.
Yeah,
it was.
And then, yeah, then they released the confetti like idiots, and they hadn't. Well, yeah, luckily they had a second burst.
Yeah, that was just awkward. And they're like, "Okay, everyone, get back up." And we're like, "Okay."
Yeah, Arisa had to be like, "Up on your feet, everybody!"
Just.
Yeah.
I know it was not, well, because I think everybody was still in shock, too, because normally people are obviously standing for the finale.
They're excited, like people, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think people were still dumbfounded about what Topaz was, and, like, they're so confused, so I think that,
It was a great 10 minutes of television. Like, it was so good. Entertaining. I've never, oh my god, like, I've never seen, like, something like that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now that we're done, we're pretty much, that's good. We discussed the entire season, 10 episodes. I think that's a good job. We are coming back for the summer season of Big Brother US, which is really exciting.
Big Brother 15.
Big Brother 15, yes. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You guys, and speak of that, do you guys think 100% we will be renewed for season 2?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of
a thing. You saw that on the morning show, they asked Arisa if it was going to go for a second season. She goes, I don't know yet. Normally, the new season is renewed before the old one ends.
That's true.
Usually the last week of the American season, they start advertising, like, the search is on for the next Big Brother house guest.
And then Julie Chen, see you next summer.
Maybe it's because they don't want Arisa back, though. Maybe they're looking for a new host because a lot of people were complaining about her.
I'd be so upset. I love her. I think she's great. And, like, did you see those photos? She's, like, partying with the house guest. Like, I think she's so fun and, like, she brought something new to the table. It was the first season. Give her a chance. Like,
yeah,
people are pissing me off so much. Like, yeah. I mean, everyone's entitled to an opinion, obviously. Like, you might not everyone has to love her, but, like, they're so harsh with her on Twitter.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it will because I ashamedly read gossip blogs.
Oh, that's fine,
And this, it was on Perez Hilton. Like, he put the finale of Big Brother, like, Topaz's mess up on there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I think people...
That's pretty big to be on, like, present.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Canadian reality television. Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so that they're renewed because then we can renew ourselves for season 2 of Big Brother CanCast.
We just be that's all right. year round.
Yes.
We should say this ahead of time. Is our American one going to be called Big Brother CanCast?
Okay, yeah. So, what do you guys think of a name?
People know where to find it.
Do you want to make it Big Brother CanCast or Big Brother You CanCast or something like because.
Just call it Big Brother CanCast.
Yeah, I think stick it the same. Keep it the same.
Okay,
yeah.
And then I could just do a different cover art,
though. You could do : Big Brother 15 US or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should I do a different, change the cover art just for the American season, just so it's not the Canadian Maple Leaf and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I can change the cover art, but yeah, it'll still be CanCast.
Big Brother was Big Brother 7 : All Stars.
Yeah.
Just do, Big Brother CanCast : Big Brother 15 or something. Because it's still CanCast. It's still a Canadian podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just not about Big Brother Canada, even though that's what the name was for. But, oh well.
Okay, yeah. So we'll still be Big Brother CanCast. And then we'll be using a new podcasting host as well. And hopefully the quality of the show will be improved and everything. We're going to probably bring on a couple more hosts and switch it up every week.
Yeah.
And actually come up with like a recording schedule so you guys can expect when our episodes will be released instead of just kind of like checking on Twitter.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while being like, oh, hey, episode tomorrow.
Yep.
So yeah, I think that about wraps it up.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for our final episode of this season.
And I just want to give a shout out,
to
Julie who couldn't make it. She said she's sorry.
Thanks to all of our downloaders and listeners who have been listening since the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes.
You guys
rock. Appreciate all your support and all your downloads.
Yes.
And listening to us rant, and we look forward to
ranting
giving
more
to laugh about in 2 months.
Exactly. Not even maybe, like a month.
Maybe during our US CanCast.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get some of you guys on if you guys want to be a guest.
Ooh, yeah. So we should do something like that.
Yeah,
like fan
so keep listening
host.
And reply to us. If you reply to us, we will ask you to be a guest. We want your opinions.
That's true. We should do something like that. Have a guest fan guest or whatever every other week or so.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be kind of cool. Okay, so thank you all for joining us, and we will be talking at you in less than a month. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.